This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. I have had a busy week, and the weekend was no different. The only thing that made my weekend a little bit less hectic was my little boy, my 10-year-old, did not have 5,000 things to do because it rained. But I got to tell you, I was swamped because I get back from New York. I was on outnumbered, as you guys probably know. We had to run a best of because I was traveling on Friday. But long story short, it was just so hectic that I got to tell you, I was, as much as I love going to New York, and I got to hang out with quite a few of my buddies and, you know, some notables. I'm not going to name drop, but I did. I hung out with some pretty cool cats. But I got to tell you, I'm always glad to get back. But I get back, my little guy's like, Dad, you're going to do grounders with me. Dad, you're going to practice my kicks. Dad, I got to go over my forms. I'm testing for my belt, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude. And the weather saved me. So we ended up watching movies, playing games, a lot of fun. Glad I'm back. Hope you had a good weekend. I want to welcome the folks that are part of the affiliates that I've added with coming part of GCN, Genesis Communications Network. I want to spit all this out here in a minute and let you guys know that we apologize for having me run a best of, but I had to, on Friday, but I had to, I was traveling. So I have a good excuse. Big weekend. You guys know O'Reilly, he's gone, and I predicted that. I told you guys O'Reilly would not be back. You don't have to believe me. Go to kjradio.com, search in the right-hand corner, top right-hand corner, O'Reilly. You'll find the segment. I talked about him. Said he wasn't coming back. And it was really an attack, not just on O'Reilly, but on kind of the system of conservatism, and I'll get more into that. So what happened? While I was in New York, saw Eric Bowling. Eric is going to get a show. I believe Eric's show is going to be at 5 o'clock or something like that. He's kind of in the old Beck spot. And Jesse Waters is joining the 5, and that show is going to move to evenings because everybody's getting, what's going to happen there? You getting a show, dude? I don't know if I'm getting a show. I don't. They've called me up to talk about this, but I can't tell you, oh, yeah, I'll be on the weekends or I'll be doing this or that. And right now I'm just going to be doing what they ask me to do. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Martha's show because it was the first 100 days and that's about to end here in a few days, actually this week. So what's going to happen with that show? Martha, love her to death. She's a sweetheart. Don't know what they're going to do. Red Eye is gone. I don't miss it. I didn't think it was that great of a show to begin with. So we'll see. Their openings in the lineup, I'll be blunt, I know I can fill one. Whether it's a weekend, whether it's a weekday. I don't know that I want to live in New York. Really. Talked it over, you know, with my friends, my family. I'm like, you know, day to day in New York. And I was talking with Megan McCain. She says, hey, Kev, my brother lives, has a 5-bedroom, 4-bath house, and I pay more for my 1-bedroom apartment in Manhattan than he pays for his mortgage on his home. Rent. That's how much more in rent she pays. Wow. And I mean, I'm saying she pays more in rent than this guy. I don't know how much more, but it is more than a 5-bedroom house in Arizona. Crazy up there. I almost took a picture of a menu just to show it to my friends and say this. I went to eat barbecue. Essentially, it was quite a bit of meat, but I mean, it wasn't like a rack of ribs. Just to say, for the sake of discussion, it was half a rack of ribs, onion rings, and a drink. And my bill was $35. What? Get out of here. And that's when they took the onion rings off. And because I didn't like them. They were gummy. And the girl goes, I took the onion rings off. And I was like, score. And I looked at the bill and went, where? Where did they come off? The prices are outrageous there. I'm sure there are places you can eat, you know, that they serve squirrel and possum or whatever, but not, man, it was crazy. So you gotta really wanna, you know, be there. You know, New York is cray cray. I mean, in every way, shape, or form, it's got lots of appeal, but to do it day in and day out, I'm not sure I'd wanna do that. Now, weekend would be kind of cool. You fly up on a Thursday or Friday, you block your show, you shoot it, boom, you're out. You know, for 5 days a week, you're back in, you know, wherever you are. Think about it this way. Wouldn't you love to have like some little place, a cabin in the woods, and you go 5 days, you know, I do my radio show, I do all these other things, and fifth day, Thursday, Friday, whatever, fly up to New York, hang out there for a little bit, maybe catch a show, different kinds of food, a little more atmosphere, and boom, you're back. So yeah, 5 days of tranquility and 2 days of the rat race. That's kind of cool. I don't mind that. So anyway, who knows what's going to happen, man? Hey, so look, busy weekend that everybody's talking about for Trump's first 100 days. We're going to talk about that. We had Earth Day over the weekend. Did you celebrate Earth Day? I don't know how you guys feel about it. I celebrate Earth Day every day. It's like Black History Month. I tell black folks, I celebrate black people every day. I don't just wait for a month. You know, it's always funny. Leftists, we're going to make an Earth Day. And you know who was one of the co-founders of Earth Day, right? Do you guys know? You probably don't even know. Do you know the name Ira Einhorn? No, it's before your time. I get it. Don't worry about it. You can Google it while I'm talking. But the point is, it doesn't surprise me that leftists want to, you know, pay homage to Earth Day, and the guy who founded it is a murderer. It's like Kwanzaa. The dude is a wife-beating, I mean, I don't know, the dude who founded Kwanzaa, I think he beat his wife, and he was a murderer. He was a scoundrel. But he founded Kwanzaa. So everybody, we're going to celebrate Kwanzaa. I have never celebrated Kwanzaa. I don't celebrate Earth Day. I celebrate Earth every day. I'm an outdoorsman. I grew up in the country. I grew up where we needed clean rivers, and we needed the land to be, you know, there's all kinds of conservation and things that the left knows nothing about when it comes to land management. But they act like, we care about the earth. They don't care about the earth any more than they care about your neighbor's dog. They pretend to, but don't believe them. What else happened over the week? Aaron Morin. Joni died. So we'll cover that a little bit. I don't know if you, man, think about those 1970s shows and maybe even back before that, say like Marcus Welby MD and Hazel and, you know, Happy Days and the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch and all that. Think about those shows. And I get it. But we talk about those shows even now. Tell me what these kids, do you honestly believe somebody's going to be talking about the real world on MTV 30, 40 years from now? And then what about iconic music, man, like Earth, Wind, and Fire? Or, you know, if you're White Lawrence Welk, I don't know who you guys listen to, but you know what I'm talking about? Stuff is this. It's lasting forever. Anyway, I got to take a short break. Glad you guys are here. I swear, we got a show today. We got so much to talk about. Truly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio show. So I was on Outnumbered last week on Fox, and the question I heard from most of you was about Marie Harf. And she, of course, used to work for the State Department, formerly worked for the CIA. And I got to tell you, y'all are like, the questions were, how could you contain yourself? How could you? And I got to tell you, it was very difficult because she is such a leftist. This woman has no other way to view the world. I'm not kidding you. It is so frustrating. I don't know what got you guys could hear, because you always have to figure you're on a hot mic. But the stuff we talked about off air, she said something to me that was like, that's just ridiculous what you... And it was... Her thing was ridiculous. And it had to do with like policing in black neighbors or something. And I just wanted to look at her. I just wanted to say, girl, you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't have a frame of reference to be in the discussion. It would be like talking brain surgery with Ben Carson, and you're telling him what you just said was ridiculous, Mr. Carson, Dr. Carson. It was that crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, God. And it's funny because a couple times she just had this look on her face like, I had no idea. They don't have any other discussion. I mean, it's just I'm telling you, these people get no pushback on their ideas. They are truly, I'm going to refrain from commenting on her too much because I have to deal with her in another capacity, you know, when I'm on Fox. But I'm going to tell you, the biggest question you guys asked me was, Kevin, is she just as dumb in person? That I'm telling you, when I came off outnumbered, I looked at my feeds, Twitter feed, Facebook, they were, Kevin, is she as dumb as she appeared on TV? And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to let you answer that question for yourselves. But I'm going to tell you, wow. If that's the best that they can do, you guys are in amazingly good shape. We conservatives, we are in amazing shape. All they need is a little bit of education. And as I said, so distorted. It's hard to even imagine somebody being that I don't even know how to put it. Anyway, I want to shift gears. Erin Moran, I think is the way they pronounce her name. 56 years old. She was Joni in Happy Days, 70s TV sitcom. You guys know what I'm talking about. Hardly a person in America who had a television didn't watch Happy Days. You could probably count the people who didn't watch Happy Days. Black folks watched Happy Days. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I look back on Happy Days, and I know at some point they probably dealt with a black dude or black somebody. I know they had the Italian guy that would come in, the dancer and the singer. He would come in every now and then. And, of course, they had, was it Al? I think his name, he was an Asian dude. They had Al. He was played by Pat Morita. What was his name? I think it was Al. But anyway, it was an interesting story because during that time frame, they were socially experimenting with things. It's kind of like Sanford and Son, where they introduced, I forget his name, his real name, but he played a Puerto Rican cat. He may be Puerto Rican in real life, but Julio was his name. And of course, we had the quintessential black, you know, pimp kind of dude, Rollo. And then we had Grady, the old black dude. We had Esther, who was crotchety old Aunt Esther. And we had Woody, her husband, who was, you know, essentially, for all intents and purposes, a eunuch. Every now and then he put his foot down. And I mean, in a litany of the black and the white cop and things like this. And our Happy Days, to some degree, was like that. But I see it as a family show, more about family and friendships. Because who was it? The two guys. I can't remember their names now. Ralph and Chachi was on there. You guys know what I'm talking about, the other guy. So it was. But everybody watched this show, and we watched Erin Moran grow up on that show. Yeah, she played Joni, dead at 56. And, younger sister of Richie Cunningham. And the Fonz. Of course, everybody remembers the Fonz. But they say that Joni, Erin Moran, fell on hard times with drinking, and her bizarre behavior led to her living in a trailer park. And what happened was authorities got a call about an unresponsive female over on Saturday. They responded, but Moran had passed away. And I'll be honest with you, here's what I used to think. Erin Moran was a cute girl on Happy Days. Pretty eyes. You know, of course, at the time the hairstyle was in, but, you know, kind of a cherubic face, but pretty girl, cute girl. And every now and then they'd put her in a bathing suit. I never thought she was that hot, but she was a cute girl. And I got to tell you, it was like years later. And maybe it's because black don't crack. But I saw Erin Moran in a picture. I was like, what? Holy cow. As my sister would say, she looked toe up from the flow up. And I was like, what happened to Joni? Because hardly a little boy my age didn't have a crush on Joni as she grew up, you know. But she, yeah, you could tell she fell on hard times. Absolutely did. Got kicked out of her trailer park in Indiana because of her partying ways, according to TMZ. But you hear about people. I mean, 56 is young now. 56 is, you know, like the four. It's 42 in the old days. You know, when I was growing up, if you were 56, you were well past middle age. You know what I mean? 56 now, you're young. That's why when, who was it? The guy, that died recently at the age of 61. Bill Paxton, 61's young. And, I don't know how Bill Paxton lived. We don't know when our time is, but 56 is young. That girl, you know, she must have really been doing some partying. So, anyway, she's gone. And I think what happens when we see these child stars from, you know, maybe when we were growing up or whatever influence it had on you, it's a reminder of it, right? It's like, I don't think go around thinking about mortality, but it is sort of a reminder of, hey, this person is not that much older than you, or maybe you're slightly older than she is, or, you know, maybe you're 10 years older than she is. I was talking to my play mom, Mary, and Mary's like, she's turned 65 this year, and she's like, hey, son, me and your dad and her husband, Frank, is 79. And she's like, yeah, we feel like we've got a long way to go. And they act like they're in their 50s. And probably will live another, 10, 20 years. Because I'm serious, they act like they're in their 50s. So you never know. Don Rickles died at 90. I think he was 90. Wow, so I'm not going to say it was a shock because, you look at how Aaron Moran was living and you say to yourself, well, not a total shock. But it is a little bit. Hey, here's what I really want to talk about. I didn't expect to talk about her for this long, but it is a kind of a reminder of my childhood, and I think that's why these stories tend to resonate a little bit more with me than normal. But I do want to get into Trump's 100 days, because I think that there's a lot going on here, and why are we using the measuring stick of the left when we start measuring presidents? Trump's first 100 days has been absolutely amazing, but you wouldn't know it if you listened to the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my diabetes. doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The arithmetic, planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here what? 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Talk about non-politically correct. And Carlin was practically, I don't know how to describe him, but he's Mr. Like, he's the leftist of the day, you know, back then. And he's explaining it going, what are you hippies talking about? And what's funny about it is, in that amazingly eloquent, and I'll call it humor, but it really wasn't humor, he's what Bill Maher wishes he could be. That's what Carlin is. He's what Bill Maher wishes he could be. And then, by the way, I don't agree with Carlin on everything that he says, but when it comes to this and the planet, I completely agree. I laugh. I scoff at man whenever we start thinking about how powerful. We've got this many people. We're doing this. And I love when these people get into population counts. We've got 7 billion people, 7.5 billion. If the world grows to 10 billion, what'll happen? Nothing. Earth doesn't give a crap. If there were 50 billion people on Earth, Earth doesn't care. It'll hold us all. It just flatly doesn't care. And I'm going to tell you something. If we can't survive, because likelihood is we're going to wipe ourselves out with some crazy bug or disease or ISIS or somebody, because we have too many leftists. If we didn't have leftists, Earth would be peaceful. It would be fine. People would be getting along. We would be trading, as my grandfather said. Well, yeah, we used to trade with so-and-so. You know, like, you know, we did it with money, but they still called it trading. Because in their day, people actually did trade. They traded services. I'll bring you X number of watermelons if you'll give me X amount of cotton or whatever. They traded. And so they, people got along. They talked to each other. They knew their neighbors. They knew who the doctor, the blacksmith, the cobbler, the guy who made fences, the guy who built barns. Everybody knew everybody, and they could bargain for the services. Look, I don't want to have to bargain for everything I get. I would hate to have to go to the grocery store and say, now listen, I will give you 2 shout-outs on the radio if you'll give me a steak. I don't want to do that. I get it. We got currency now. But that was what it was. But the point is, we were forced to interact with each other and understand the humanity, and we needed each other more. You couldn't just go to somebody and say, give me one of them steaks. You had to talk upon it. Like, so I tell you what, Bill. If I shoe your horse for 2 weeks, will you give me 40 pounds of beef? I don't know, Kev. I can give you 35 pounds. You know, but we were forced to interact. We don't now. We're all boop, 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 and our computers and our smartphones and everything else. And we don't do any of that stuff anymore. So we're missing out. And we're trying to figure out, how do we recover in all of this stuff? Because I'm telling you, leftists, because we don't talk, and they've banned certain things, like, well, you don't talk politics. And you certainly don't talk about religion. And you don't talk about sex. And while we quit talking about all that, you know what they did? They took them over. They can talk about any politics they want. Go to a college or university, talk about politics. Go to your job and talk about sexuality. My gay lover, he was doing this girlfriend, and boy, it was amazing to me. But you go there and talk about, yeah, so the wife and I were out at a backdoor barbecue, and somebody will report to the HR. He said his wife. We don't use that type of language anymore, because it can offend the gays, or it can offend this. Or, yeah, so we were at church. Oh, my God, did he just say church? And the Muslims, but if the Muslims want prayer rugs, they can get them. Oh, hey, new memo. If you happen to see Muhammad praying in the aisle, in the hallway, do not disturb him. Keep your voice down and make sure you rub his feet if they're in the foot bath. I mean, this is crazy. But you get nothing. So they ban that. You can't talk about heterosexuality, but homosexuals can talk about tossing salads or whatever things they do in their bedroom. They can legislate with it. They can force you to have to recognize that they're homosexual or that they're transsexual and they don't want you using pronouns or whatever. So you can't talk about sex or politics. You mentioned, oh, yeah, I didn't vote for Barack Obama, but I voted for Trump. How many people have you ever heard in a business say that? Even in a conservative-run business, they don't say that. At Hobby Lobby, they won't tell you who they voted for. Chick-fil-A won't even tell you, because they're afraid. There's always a leftist hanging out waiting to report you because you violated their rules. So I say, quit following their rules. These knuckleheads, they got us afraid to say practically anything. I jokingly tell people, you can't talk about a black ink cartridge. You got to call it an African-American ink cartridge. Hey, Chuck, do you happen to have... You know, this is bizarre. And so we get Earth Day. Leave it to leftists to honor a day for a murderer. And I said during the first segment, a black criminal gave America Kwanzaa. I think he was a wife beater and a murderer or whatever. He was a prisoner. I know he served time in prison, and he didn't catch a case from some cop planting evidence on him. And then you get Ira Einhorn, who gave tree huggers Earth Day, a murderer. Ira Einhorn was on stage hosting the first Earth Day Summit at Fairmont Park in Philadelphia, April 22, 1970. 7 years later, police raided his closet and found the composted body of his ex-girlfriend inside of a trunk. Stellar dude to represent Mother Earth. At least he was good enough to compost his girlfriend. Self-proclaimed environmental activist, Einhorn made a name for himself among ecological groups during the 1960s and 1970s. Taking on the role of a tie-dye wearing ecological guru and Philadelphia's head hippie. This is why we just went through this, for those of you who are wondering. While we celebrated the one day where hippies get together, smoke that 420, that's dope. You know, play some weird music that I frankly don't get. And we're supposed to all believe that they're going to save the earth. That's what Einhorn was going to do. I'm going to save Mother Earth because me, lone little hippie in Philadelphia, I can do it. It cracks me up. It reminds me of people like Jeanine Garofalo who can save black folks. She could save the president of the United States. You know, if people don't want to vote for Barack Obama, it's just straight up racism. She's going to save black folks. Hillary Clinton, going to save women, especially white women. They can always save something. Leave it to a liberal. You get them their cause, they'll save it. They'll save the whales. They'll save the baby seals. They'll save the spotted owl. They'll save some stupid beetle that's killing a forest because they don't want the lumber capitalists, the white-collar criminals, coming in to get that lumber, build furniture, and build houses and do things productive with their hands. And it doesn't matter if the lumber company is planting 3 trees for everyone it cuts down. And the trees that they're trying to thin out will get rid of this stupid bug that's eating up the forest. Leftists don't want that. They'd rather watch houses burn in California than to deforest. And so that, you know, the forest will not have a big fire every year and burn down everybody's property. They won't let them set burns that they can do on their own, what they call control burns, because they say it'll kill that little beetle. Or it might kill some indigenous, I don't know, species or something that nobody gives a crap about. That's what we deal with every single day. It's that little brother that just nags you. I want to go. And then he comes, and all he does is tell mom and dad what you did. Yeah, Kevin said a bad word. That's what leftists are. Self-proclaimed environmentalist Ira Eichhorn. Long beard, gap-toothed smile. Nicknamed himself Unicorn because of his German Jewish. His German Jewish name translates to one horn. He advocated flower power, peace, and free love to his fellow students at the University of Pennsylvania. And he said that he helped found Earth Day. Why not? Earth needed a day? You would think they'd give Earth that day to rest. But no. So that's who we're dealing with here. And I'm going to go into this a little bit deeper in just a second. Because you need to know more about Ira Einhorn and why the left choose their partners.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Ultimately, if you think about all the youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over. Unless we find new ways of producing energy.
The problem on the planet is white people.
And now, an apology from our central processing computer.
People of Earth, I am sorry for causing all that global warming. I simply did not realize that
Kevin Jackson
would make the Earth significantly hotter. So again, My bad. Please enjoy another dangerously hot selection that may in fact one day destroy this planet. Now,
it's Kevin Jackson.
Look, I like people individually. I love you, but collectively I don't like humans at all. I think we're the worst. I mean, we're trashing our own planet, and as if that's not enough, we're going to start messing around with the rest of the galaxy. I don't know if you heard what they did a couple years ago to Pluto. They just decided Pluto wasn't a planet anymore. Is that not the height of arrogance? I mean, who do we think we are that we think we're just going to call a meeting? All right, planets, listen up. Mars, you're big and you're red and you're kicking ass. Planetary status renewed. Saturn, you're ringing it up, ringling a ding dong. Nobody else is doing that. You're self-starter, Saturn. We need more planets like you. Stick around. Uranus! Grow up. Mercury, you're good. Venus, you're good. Pluto! Looks like we got a little problem here, Pluto. Says here you're not a planet anymore. Just get your battery logger and hit the road, Pluto. Make it snappy. We got a couple big moons auditioning to take your place.
So why do you think you should be a planet?
Well, I'm big and I'm round and I don't orbit anything specifically. I'm pretty sure I'm not space junk.
I see. How did you hear about our solar system?
Well, that's a good story. I was floating in the nebulous Alpha. All right, look. Clearly, I'm not educated enough to finish this joke. But if you think I'm going to spend all day at the library researching the cosmos so you can have a better ending to your little skit, you're wrong.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, y'all. So I was talking about Ira Einhorn. Ira Einhorn. Co-founder, or so he claims, of Earth Day. I mean, that's when you're really trying to pad the resume. Hey, co-founded Saving the Earth. Yeah. So tell me about that, Ira. Well, you know, we've been around for, you know, roughly 4.5 billion years, and I just figure somebody has to look out for the old girl. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's what leftists do. They take credit for stuff that... Look, I watched the show about how the Earth was formed. I mean, it is so eye-opening. The how our moon was formed. We had 2 moons at one time. Did you guys know this? We had 2 moons. And that moon, it was that we were asteroid dust because we got a big meteor slammed into us and almost ruined the Earth. I mean, almost disintegrated it. Knocked, you know, enough regular stuff off the Earth to kind of put an asteroid belt around us, and then we formed 2 moons, and those moons ended up colliding, and then they formed the single moon. And there also used to be this thing where the Jupiter and Saturn, they call them the Titans, they would spin in another orbit, and they would align every now and then and allow asteroids to bombard the Earth. And finally, Earth settled in its present-day orbit, not just Earth, but all of our solar system, to where it's very calculable as to what happens. Because if anything goes out of sync, we are in deep kimchi. Not to go all Korean on you, but we would be. So it finally settled in, and we finally have reached the point where asteroids, they occasionally get close, but they don't bombard us like they used to. We are precariously situated where we are. That's why you know there is a God. I mean, I always tell my kids, I go, okay, if I drop something, what's going to happen? Yeah, I go, it fall. They say, Dad, gravity. It's going to fall to the Earth. I go, great. So how is it that this multi-quadrillion, quadrillion, gillion pound orb floats in space? And around it, it spins a moon. You know, a moon revolves around it. And we revolve around this big nuclear fission thing known as the sun. And we are perfectly placed. Because if we were a couple miles closer or a couple miles farther away, we'd be up a creek. We'd freeze to death or burn to death. How's it all that comes to be? And so when you think about all that, the idea that some stupid hippie from Philadelphia thinks he can create Earth Day is ridiculous to me. And I know I'm spending a lot of time on this, but this isn't about Earth Day. This is about what the left will worship. And I want to tell you a little bit more history about this fool named Ira Einhorn, who, in my opinion, is the absolute quintessential example of leftism. He wanted to save the Earth while simultaneously killing his woman. Now, they go, this article says Einhorn had a dark side. And I just went, you think? For the record, all leftists have a dark side. They don't even bother to suppress it. Leftists will commit their dirty deeds right in front of your face practically, then apply some moral relativity and try to talk you into understanding why they felt that way. Now, look at our Einhorn. Dude preached against the Vietnam War and then waged his own personal leftist jihad on his girlfriend. This article I was reading, here's what it says. But the charismatic spokesman who helped bring awareness to the environmental issues and preached against the Vietnam War and any violence had a secret dark side. When his girlfriend of 5 years, Helen Holly Maddox, moved to New York and broke up with him, Einhorn threatened that he would throw her left-behind personal belongings on the street if she didn't come back to pick them up. So what? The man had a bit of a problem with his temper. I mean, come on. Don't judge, okay? Don't judge. He was trying to save the planet, people. Stick with me here, okay? So anyway, September the 9th, 1977, Maddox goes back to the apartment that she and Einhorn shared in Philly, gonna collect her things, and was never seen again. Philadelphia police questioned Einhorn about the mysterious disappearance of Maddox several weeks later, but he blamed her disappearance, get this, on tofu. This beatnik actually claimed that Maddox had gone out to the neighborhood co-op to buy some tofu and sprouts and never returned. Most people say their dead and composting partner went to get some smokes or went to clear her head or went for a jog. He says she went to get tofu and sprouts. Anyway, fast forward 18 months. Investigators were called to Einhorn's apartment. I'm going to tell you right now, this is nasty. It really is. And it's going to get worse. They were called to Einhorn's to his apartment by his neighbors because there was a reddish-brown, foul-smelling liquid leaking from the ceiling directly below his bathroom closet. So this is his downstairs neighbor going, what the heck? Ugh. I can't even tell this without kind of gagging a little bit. So police went to check things out, went upstairs, went and looked in Einhorn's closet and found Maddox's beaten and partially mummified body stuffed in a trunk. But that's not the worst part of the story. No. It gets worse. Einhorn had packed the trunk with air fresheners and newspaper, and here it comes, people. Dun, 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 dun. Styrofoam. Styrofoam. Sit. Are you looking at me? Are you feeling me? The Einhorn, the Earth Day dude, has packed the trunk with styrofoam. Come on. If you're going to save the world, you cannot be using styrofoam to hide the dead body of your girlfriend. God. Okay, look, I understand you're going to kill her because she's trying to stop you from saving the world. But you pack her with styrofoam? Uh-uh. I'm sorry. We're revoking your Earth Day card. Get it back. Einhorn got arrested. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. The man who wanted to save the Earth could not be held to mortal standards. So Einhorn jumped bail, spent decades evading authorities by hiding out in Ireland and Sweden and the UK and in France. And finally, 23 years later, Einhorn gets extradited to the United States from France. He gets tried in prison for life. The rest of the Earth Day story.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.